Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning.
That was a little bit of Lonnie Mack, whom we just lost, a real hero to guitar players everywhere.
Losses seem to be mounting this year.
All too many.
All too many, but we're going to talk about the loss of something that we can prevent in a lot of ways as we have our first conversation this morning. You might remember that a week ago today, HPR Spring Pledge Drive came to a successful end. For several reasons, the drive was different this time around, including a concerted effort by staff and volunteers to limit trash, use real plates, cups, and flatware, and to redistribute unused and still good food. Kule Williams helped us with that last part. She's the executive director of Aloha Harvest, and she's in our studio this morning to grade us on our zero waste initiative. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann and Chris. Nice to have you and have me on the show.
Nice to talk to you, and I know you got a little bit of a frog
yeah,
in your
do.
Throat, so that's okay. Things happen. So how do we do?
You did great. Thank you so much for your support. My staff told me that we rescued about 120 pounds from you folks through your pledge drive and the food that was excess from that. So thank you so much.
What happened to it?
It went to several of our agencies that we deliver the food to and in the Honolulu area. They were really grateful for the food. I know there was some fabulous food that was provided for the volunteers.
We were really lucky to have so many wonderful restaurants and some pretty terrific cooks do some
yes.
great meals for us, and glad that was able to be redistributed. That part's over, but in mm-hmm. terms of what happens to all of us every day, and not just when we're thinking about some of these things on Earth Day and other special days that seem to focus our attention, but how much waste do we actually find going down the drain or in a trash can?
Oh, my gosh. In the U.S., 40% of all that is produced and purchased is not eaten or thrown away. In Hawaii, that percentage is 27%. So it's huge. And Aloha Harvest has been rescuing quality excess food from hotels, restaurants, catered events, distributors, and delivering that to 180 social service agencies. In our 16 years, we have now rescued over 16 million pounds that would have gone into the landfill. Helping to feed the community, helping agencies to feed their clients, and the hungry and the homeless in Hawaii.
When you talk about 27% of what we, just an aggregate of 27% mm-hmm. that we purchase winds up in the trash, given the fact that we also have very high food prices here, that would seem to be something that also hits us right in the wallet.
Yes, it does. In fact, I'm always researching. There's so much data out there pertaining to waste. And one of the facts is Hawaii pays some of the highest food prices in the country. And we are still throwing away 237,000 tons of food per year, or more than 26% of our food supply, which is just astonishing. And we're trying to reduce that by Aloha Harvest rescuing that food.
Well, for our people, though, who don't have you to come and collect it, the idea is to have less of it wind up in a trash can so that it just isn't wasted.
Yes.
That goes to some very sort of delicate points about mm-hmm. really taking what you want and wanting what you take and eating it and not just having half of it be wasted. I was recently out at a luncheon and I watched someone who had eaten maybe a quarter to half of her meal and was offered a box and says, oh, no, that's okay. And it just went into the trash.
I know. We see so much of that. And we're having an event next week, and we're showing a film, Just Eat It. And Just Eat It is a great eye-opener. And I hope that a lot of people are able to see this film to be able to really see the amount of food loss that is taking place all over. And in Hawaii, we're trying to focus in Hawaii. And maybe we can be, it'd be helpful from our household all the way to the businesses. Maybe it's our shopping. Maybe we need to not purchase as much. It's our leftovers. Maybe we need to be more creative and use those leftovers. When our daughter-in-law and my son were living with us, she was great about utilizing those leftovers. My husband and I are just now the two of us, and so we're trying to adjust to just the two of us. And I'm still working on you reusing our leftovers as well, taking it to lunch or whatever. But maybe, one of those things would be that we share a meal so that we don't have those leftovers.
When you're out at a restaurant.
When we're at a restaurant, yes. So maybe there's several things that all of us could think about, how we're purchasing. If we're buying large quantities, maybe we can split those out. If we're going to a restaurant and we know that we're not going to eat the whole thing, maybe we can share a plate. There's so many things on that level. And then with the restaurants, I know there's, and also the schools, there you have to prepare for a certain amount. And so you're not guaranteed that all of those are going to be eaten, but there's still good food. And that's when Aloha Harvest steps in. That food can be donated to Aloha Harvest. And it's an educational portion as well, because they are mandated to pay for the waste that is taken off from the property. And we provide all the pans free to the food donors, so they can put the food that's still good for human consumption in the pans, reducing what they are throwing into the waste, and get a tax write-off as well for donating.
And there's no liability?
No liability because of the Bill Emerson Good Samaritan Law, as long as they're donating to a nonprofit organization. All of my staff is health, DOH certified. And so it goes right from the establishment's controlled environments to our refrigerated trucks to the agencies. So we don't have a warehouse. We pick up that day, deliver that same day.
At the schools, where we're told particularly there is so much waste, kids who will eat maybe, yeah, you know, a third to a quarter of their meal, and the rest of it goes into the trash can.
Yes. We've been working for a while to get into DOE, and we finally have made a connection. And so we're hoping to do a pilot program with them this summer. And if everything goes well with that, to move it to the school year so we can start reducing and saving and rescuing that food that is being thrown away in the education system.
If there's one thing that you would ask people to do, aside from the things that you just mentioned about possibly sharing a meal, splitting out some of the food that you're going to buy in bulk if you go to, you know, one of the large warehouse outlets, and to be, you know, mindful of what you're really throwing in the trash, mm-hmm, from how you use your food and cleaning out your refrigerator. Is there a different mindset that you think that people really need to move into that that we haven't yet?
Well, I think we are very fortunate, and we take a lot for granted. And I think we need to look beyond ourselves and not turn our head to those that are needy and hungry out there. And there's a tendency to stereotype those people. And they're all there for different reasons. And it's not all because they're lazy or they don't want to work or anything like that. There's just circumstances in life. We're all two paychecks away from being in that same situation. And so I think for us, I think we just need to learn to be more compassionate, more understanding, and think about when we're purchasing food or ordering food, that we need to not order so much. Maybe it's a different mindset of really thinking about what we're doing with the food. I don't know, there's just so much that we can really be changing our mindset to really work on changing our, kind of lost for words here.
Because, changing circumstances, yeah, for everybody if you, yeah, just change the way you operate, yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
And to say nothing, yeah, of saving a whole lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Especially, you know, Hawaii's prices are some of the highest, so all of us can really benefit from that.
Good reasons all around. Well, glad, yeah, we were able to help you out too, and we'll go back and look at our refrigerators anew, hopefully.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
Kule Williams is Executive Director of Aloha Harvest. It's a nonprofit organization that rescues quality, donated food and delivers it free of charge to social services agencies that feed the hungry in Hawaii. And you might want to mark your calendars. Just Eat It Hawaii, a film screening and chef challenge, will ask attendees to change the way they view what they eat and mostly what they don't eat. It happens next Thursday at Iolani School.